It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of sports, you know Bob Costas is, right? I mean, guy, he's been at least 40 years, I think. He's been on the air, something like that. And look, I think he is skilled at his particular skill set. I think he's very good at it. I had met him in person. He was like a wet fish. He had a terrible handshake. He was kind of weaselly. But that was just a personal impression, and it was an only impression. Hey, who knows? Tired, bad night. Nobody's perfect all the time. I'll let it slide. Then he opened his pie hole on several occasions, especially over the last few years. He hates Donald Trump, so you know, a strike against him right there.
Big time.
But he actually said some things I think we need to kind of look at.
Really?
So I'm going to kind of praise him and beat on him a little bit.
Okay.
You know, good job. And snap out of it.
Yeah.
What'd you know, and then grab his nose and go. Bob Costas. He's on the Dan Lebatard show, which Dan's been around for a long time. Anyway, so he's talking to Bob Costas. He says, Bob's responding. He says, well, you asked, so I'm not going to dodge it. This was about the election. Kamala Harris is not an ideal candidate and may have to grow into the job if she wins it in a way that she hasn't shown us yet. She's going to have to grow into the job. Okay. All right. That's his take. That's not, you know, unfair. But then he went off the flipping rails and he said his belief that the election was about morality, not politics. And when I read that line, I'm like, oh, my goodness, he's seen the light. He is going to endorse Trump. And this is what he says. But this is not a political question for millions of us. This is a moral question and would be, no matter who opposed Donald Trump. There is nothing wrong with being a Republican or a conservative. Nothing wrong with that, he says. Okay. He criticized the Democratic Party and argued that the vice president has struggled to distance herself from some unfavorable policies. That's not bad. And then he admits, I'm a center-left guy, a classic liberal. You know, that's why I don't use the term liberal anymore, because those leading the Democrat Party are not liberals. Liberals, by the very definition of the word, are open-minded. That is not what we see in today's Democrat. They're very close to anything other than their official line and their official agenda. They are not open-minded at all. So I think he has the ability to differentiate that a little bit, at least. He says, I'm a center-left guy, classic liberal, who is troubled by the distortions of leftism, which is different than liberalism. Wow, I think we found some common ground there. And some of that is an anchor around Kamala Harris's neck now, because she can't distance herself from some of the worst stuff, even if she doesn't fully embrace it. It's not an anchor. If it's an anchor around her neck, it is self-imposed. It is one that she placed on her own neck. Costas, she was the most left of center member of Senate, further left than Bernie Sanders. And it wasn't because somebody tossed an anchor on her.
No.
That's on her. And she was this way her entire career. And then he says, I can understand people having serious misgivings about Joe Biden's record, about the way Democrats kind of gaslit the public about Biden's fitness, both as a candidate and then to have a second term as president. There are some policies that can't be defended. All right. So far, he actually sounds like he might have a somewhat fully developed brain.
Right.
And then he says, the Trump candidacy is about a man who is a liar, a lunatic, and an ignoramus. All those things. It's a moral question. And you have never seen in my lifetime and maybe ever a presidential candidate with so many of those who are rock solid Republicans and conservatives work closely with him and whose credibility and credentials cannot be questioned, saying the most important word, unfit. You're believing people that worked with him that Trump fired because they had their own agenda.
Right.
They were out to undermine Trump. Don't give them credibility, Costas. You're giving them credibility because they reached a certain rank in the military. That's awesome. But it doesn't give them credibility without any questioning or vetting. Yeah. So, and by the way, calling Trump a liar, a lunatic, and an ignoramus, he's not an ignoramus for sure. And this guy made his money talking about a game. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. I talk for a living. Nothing wrong with that. But don't call somebody an ignoramus who has literally built hundreds of buildings and employed tens of thousands of people. You're the ignoramus, Costas. Now shut the pie hole. 646 on the Bob Rose Show, 97.3 The Sky.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.